Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now you can celebrate this great president with a limited run, half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. All qualified listeners who visit HannityGold.com this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. So go to HannityGold.com and get yours free while supplies last. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, consider more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas. Now with up to $2,000 off with their global sales event this month. Now it's more than a hot tub. It offers hydrotherapy, comfortable seating, and a spacious swimming area for convenient exercise. Now it's built right here in the U.S. Just go to masterspas.com. You can get up to $2,000 off. Make sure to use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand that I trust, masterspas.com. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. All right, thanks, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us. Toll-free, our number is 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program later on. Bill O'Reilly, All Things Simple Man, he'll check in today. Mark Simone, Joe Concha will join us as well. A lot going on, a lot of reaction to the president's speech last night. And, you know, America's comeback starts right now. Don't you want America to come back? Because I do. The president went into a long list of all the promises he made and kept, which I thought was a smart thing. Here's a question. Is this really a nation in decline? Are many Americans in pain? You know, are they suffering undue hardship because of government? Is there anxiety and despair associated with such? I would say, yeah, the answer is pretty true. Is America being mocked, derided, and brought to its knees because of, you know, look at the way the Saudis treated Joe Biden. You know, he goes to Saudi Arabia after he repeatedly got rejected by OPEC, begging for, you know, them to increase energy production and oil production. And they said, no. All right, Joe decides to go to the pariah nation he called, that is Saudi Arabia, to meet with the murderer of Jamal Khashoggi, as per Biden, and not only beg for them to increase the production of oil, not only did they not do it, then they decreased the energy production or the output. And then they, Joe Biden's answer was, well, can you tell people after the election? I mean, what times we have here? Nancy Pelosi has been fired. Might have been one of the better lines of the president's speech last night. In order to make America great again, the president said he is announcing his candidacy for the presidency. He talked at length about this being a movement. You know, I don't know how you, what do you do when you have a president that falls asleep at conferences like Joe Biden, or a president that says thank you to the wrong country, or a president that gives the wrong name of the world leader that he's standing next to? It is, you know, these are troubled times. And, you know, hopefully now with the Republicans in control of the House, a lot of this can stop. I think it can. I think you cannot underestimate the power of the Republicans taking over the House. You know, I was going to play this later. I want to play some of it now, and then we'll maybe play it again later. You know, Chuck Schumer's out there today calling for amnesty for every illegal immigrant in America. Now,
we can get it done.
Hold on. But let's first go back and listen to Chuck Schumer over the years, and then we'll play Chuck Schumer post-election. Because Democrats just lie, and they lie at a very sophisticated high level. You know, the lie Republicans are going to take away Social Security and Medicare and veterans benefits.
And Obama was out there spewing that lie, and Hillary was out there spewing the lie, and Biden was out there spewing the lie. You know, Bill Clinton was out there spewing the big lie. None of it was ever true. You know, they're just playing on the fears of seniors in America and just outright lying to them, part of their ever-going narrative that Republicans are racist and sexist, et cetera, et cetera. But just listen to Chuck over the years on immigration, and then we'll play you him from earlier today.
So we're going to try to do everything we can for as bold an immigration bill as we can get. Plain and simple. We'll see where our Republican colleagues are.
People who enter the United States without our permission are illegal aliens, and illegal aliens should not be treated the same as people who entered the U.S. legally. The
president's decision to end DACA was heartless and it was brainless.
When we use phrases like undocumented workers, we convey a message to the American people that their government is not serious about combating illegal immigration.
Hundreds of thousands of families will be ripped apart.
If you don't think it's illegal, you're not going to say it. I think it is illegal and wrong.
Tens of thousands of American businesses will lose hardworking employees.
A biometric-based employer verification system with tough enforcement and auditing is necessary to significantly diminish the job magnet that attracts illegal aliens to the United States.
They may have known no other country but ours and have voluntarily registered themselves.
All illegal aliens present in the United States on the date of enactment of our bill must quickly register their presence with the United States government or face imminent deportation.
We want to get to do as much as we can to make immigrants welcome in America, to make sure that America integrates immigrants into our system of government, and we'll keep fighting to get as bold and strong a bill as we can.
Now, that's Chuck Schumer over the years, and here's Chuck Schumer. Now, ask yourself, did he campaign on what he's about to, what I'm about to play you? Did he say what he was going to do before the election? Listen.
We can get it done here. We can get it done here. If we can get 10 Republicans to join us, we will get this done by the end of the year. It's the smart thing to do. It's the right thing to do. It's the moral thing to do. It's the humane thing to do. And I want to assure everyone here, we will not stop fighting till we get a fix for DACA, a pathway to citizenship for Dreamers, and a pathway to citizenship for all undocumented.
Unbelievable. So what Schumer is saying, now we've had, as of the last count that we've gotten from people on the ground, Border Patrol, et cetera, 4.5 million illegal immigrants since Joe Biden has been president. So now, not only did they get preferential treatment at the border and just get processed and brought into the country, then they get their Biden phone, then they get their free transportation and dropped off in the dark at night at some obscure airport, and then states become responsible for food and water and shelter and health care and education, et cetera. Now they want to make every illegal immigrant a citizen. Why would you reward the very people that didn't follow our laws and sovereignty? But more importantly, and this is where Republicans being in control of the House now can be effective, because they can now bring in DHS Secretary Mayorkas and demand that he follow the law. And if he's not willing to follow the law, and Biden's not willing to follow the law, and they're going to aid and abet in law breaking, you know, and I told you about what Governor Abbott is now doing. He's just taking it over himself, and he's bringing in his own guard, and he's going to control his borders, and he's going to deport people. And I'm sure there's going to be a massive court fight over it. And hopefully he wins, considering, you know, it's happening on a mass level like this. You know, he's had his hands tied for all these years. But anyway, so speaking outside the Capitol today, that was what Chuck Schumer declares, all of them. Okay, now, if I give you something of great value, does anybody doubt that giving citizenship to the United States of America is something of great value? There are countries, Linda, you know this, we've discussed this before, you can buy citizenship in many, many countries, like Antigua and Belize and St. Kitts and Nevis and all these other places. You know you can buy citizenship to those places, right?
Yeah, it's looking better all the time. I think I'll look into that, like today.
I'm gonna look into that. And by the way, they don't even charge. They don't even have taxes in some of these places.
I mean, seriously, you know, I'm going to blend. It's going to be great.
You're going to blend? Oh, yeah. How you
Absolutely.
Doing? My name's Linda. Where you from?
You guys bring you import here? You got an import-export business? I'll run the dock. It's going to be great.
But, for example, if you want to go to Australia or New Zealand, I mean, you have to, like, wait. I think you have to spend X number of months for X number of years and invest X number of millions of dollars to ultimately gain the possibility of citizenship. And they control their borders in Australia. And if, for example, if people are trying to come in illegally, they stop you before you even get to the shore. And, you know, they're very compassionate. They're going to give you enough food and water to make your journey home. But they're going to turn you around and you're going to head home. If somebody's sick, they won't even take you into the country. They'll take you to an island. They will make sure that you are well. They're compassionate people. And then they're going to send you home as soon as you're well enough to make the journey. And so, why doesn't the United States do this? So you got to admit, if Australia, New Zealand are worth millions of dollars of investment, whatever their immigration system is, and all these other countries are selling passports basically, and they're doing it, and that's why they become tax haven nations. And you got a lot of people giving up their citizenship. I think we set another record last year. I have to look at the actual numbers and go back and see it. But a lot of people said, I've had it. And they're taking their money with them. And they're going to places where they don't have to pay any estate tax. You know, let's say, you know, you die and you have $500,000. You know, 40% of it's not going to the federal government. I don't know what the cutoff is in terms of when you start getting the estate tax kicking in. But if we're giving away something of great value that other countries charge a lot of money for, if at all, and then other countries make it impossible for you to become a resident. Anyway, the Biden crime wave, there was an article earlier today that is now going on across the country, is costing a fortune. Target is now saying their stores got looted at such a massive scale, the damage to their bottom line amounted to $400 million so far this year. And we've been telling you about all these instances. As long as you don't take over $1,000 in goods and you walk out, they're not going to arrest you. They're not even going to fine you or give you a ticket. Anyway, the company is not the only retailer to point this rise in theft recently. Wawa's said, you know what? We're not building any more Wawa's because it's not worth it, because we can't make money because all the theft that's going on. A spokesperson for CVS said earlier this year that it has experienced a 300% increase in theft. And Rite Aid said that October it suffered $5 million in losses due to the theft in New York City in the most recent quarter alone. Home Depot said they've been locking up more and more products during the last 12 months to stop this increasing theft that's going on. Looting losses are especially harmful now because the major retailers are seeing sales soften because consumers are grappling with record high inflation and the country hitting by definition a recession. And Americans are more likely now than at any other point in the last five decades to say there's more crime in their local area than there was even a year ago. Well, this is your country. It's lawlessness. That's the Democratic Party. It seems that Joe Biden's campaign, presidential campaign, took $10 million from corrupt crypto crooks. Anyway, you've heard about this Bankman-Fried's crypto company that has now been exposed as, you know, some type of really bizarre scheme. You would think Biden might want to give the money back because they spent $10 million to support Biden's campaign in 2020, gave at least $39.2 million more to influence the 2022 midterms that just passed before the crypto empire collapsed with between $1 billion and $2 billion of client funds that are just missing $2 billion. Anyway, they donated primarily to Democrats and Democratic-aligned groups, making them the second biggest donor to the party's election efforts this year. The Post contacted, this was in the New York Post, dozens of House members and senators, as well as candidates that won their elections, to find out how many would return their ill-gotten gains. Dick Durbin has said he will redirect the donation to an appropriate charity. How about the people that lost the money? Let's give the money back to them. Anyway, 800-941-SEAN. A lot of news to get to. Bill O'Reilly, Joe Concha, Mark Simone, all coming up. But first, I want to remind you one way you can all save money, and that's with your cell phone. And make the switch, join the stampede away from AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile over to Pure Talk. And you get the same exact 5G network, same exact cell towers. You get the same number of bars, coverage bars on your phone. You keep your phone, you keep your phone number. They have more plans at Pure Talk than the big carriers. You know, for example, you'll only pay $30 a month for unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data. All these big companies have you paying for data that you're never, ever going to use. And you can join me and the hundreds of thousands of us that made the switch. It's a company that's owned by a U.S. vet. They support our values. Anyway, it's simple to make this switch. You just dial #250, say the keyword save now. You'll save 50% off your first month if you do it today. #250, keyword save now from our friends at Pure Talk.
Sean Hannity, always concerned for our country, always honoring our servicemen and servicewomen,
and standing up for liberty every day. Sean Hannity.
The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day, and many Americans are not waiting around to find out how bad it could get. They're making the decision to diversify their wealth with precious metals like gold and silver. And they're turning to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice, and right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Sean Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Don't let this chaotic world get in the way of your goals. Follow Sean Hannity's lead and call Goldco today at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD. 855-815-GOLD.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create 3 new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And guess what? Sean Hannity is doing the same. He's been purchasing precious metals like gold and silver from the top-rated company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. And they've placed over $2 billion in precious metal sales for people just like you. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. That's right, up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last. So if you're looking to diversify your savings, visit HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com, that's HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create three new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
All right, as we roll along, 800-941-SEAN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. So we have these missiles fired into Poland. Obviously, they came from Russia. I mean, if it didn't come from Russia, I'd like somebody to explain to me where they then did come from. But Joe Biden, he's convinced that it's unlikely the missiles fired into Poland, a NATO ally, came from Russia, which is the dumbest conclusion. Unless he has any evidence, why would he say this? You got that, JC Owens?
Is the president, is it too early to say whether this missile was fired from Russia?
There is preliminary information that confesses that. I don't want to say that till we completely investigate, but it is. It's unlikely in the minds of the trajectory that it was fired from Russia. But we'll see. We'll see.
We'll find out. I thought attack against one is an attack against all. What happened to that? Is NATO real or is it just a paper tiger? You know, if Poland knows, I mean, I think you can determine in pretty short order, you know, whether or not their missiles that came from Russia. Now, is Joe suggesting that if it's unlikely that it was these missiles were fired into Poland, that they came from Russia? Is he suggesting that they came from Ukraine? Because if that's the case, now we have a whole other issue that we have to deal with. It's sort of like, it's like Democrats want you to suspend all common sense that you were born with. The odds are really, really heavy that, in fact, Russia did this. And I don't even think they did it by accident. That's what my gut tells me. Vladimir Putin has been targeting civilians, targeting apartment buildings, targeting critical infrastructure to inflict as much pain on the civilian population of Ukraine as possible. This is why when they started this conflict and Western Europe didn't step up and the United States didn't step up and give them the weaponry to win the war, I knew it was a big mistake. Now people are getting fed up with sending billions of dollars over there because of the way they fight wars. All right, 25 now to the top of the hour. Toll free. Our number is 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. So NBC out in the Bay Area, their affiliate is reporting on Paul Pelosi's attack, sharing key details with the retracted Today report. Remember, NBC Today show correspondent, a guy by the name of, I can't say his last name, I don't know how to pronounce it, not being rude, Miguel Almagro or something like that. I can't say it. Anyway, he's been suspended after disappearing from the network for 11 days. He's under investigation for his reporting concerning Paul Pelosi's brutal hammer attack that they had quickly retracted. Remember, he said that, oh, the police came to the door, and this was also in the Daily Mail. There were two sources for this at the time. And that, oh, Paul Pelosi said, oh, come on in, you know, which didn't make any sense. And then apparently it went on to say that the police actually witnessed the attack. Now in the deleted clip, he reported that Pelosi answered the door when police arrived in response to a 911 call. They were, quote, seemingly unaware they had been called to the home of the Speaker of the House, according to the report. Pelosi failed to declare when the police showed up an emergency, or did he? And he didn't try to leave despite it being reported his life was in danger by some unhinged intruder. And then he turned out to be an illegal immigrant, but remember, it's a sanctuary state and city. Then purportedly walked back towards the attacker, and this is the report they deleted, as police entered the residence. Anyway, the attacker had broken into the home carrying a hammer, according to sources telling NBC News at the time. The report cited sources familiar with the attack and said it was unclear what Pelosi's mental state was at the time or if he'd already been hurt. The report directly contradicted court documents filed in the case that stated Pelosi nervously but calmly greeted officers in a dimly lit foyer where both men were standing. Not long after going live, the report then was removed. And a bunch of explanations, quote, this piece should not have aired. It did not meet NBC News's reporting standards. We don't comment on personnel matters, according to an NBC spokesperson. The reporter himself is evidently not speaking to anyone about the incident. Anyway, so a new NBC Bay Area report about the assault last month includes several of the same details in NBC News retracted national report, suggested that Pelosi may not have been in immediate danger when the police arrived prior to the attack. This is the new report. NBC News, their national correspondent, reported that on November 4th for the Today Show, police didn't know that they were responding to the Pelosi residence. As I just told you, open the door. He didn't attempt to run out the door. And that raised questions. If somebody was after you with a hammer and they came in your house and you called the police and the police show up, you know, what would the natural reaction be? He's in there. Go get him. Go. He's right over there. Go get him. Something like that. Or he's in the house. He's trying to hit me with a hammer, whatever, and run out the house and let the police do their job. Anyway, so that was erased from NBC News platforms, the first one. Now, this local reporter's similar story was not retracted and remained online as of this morning. Last Friday, exactly 1 week after the original NBC report was mysteriously retracted with little public detail, NBC San Francisco local affiliate, it's KNTV, which is branded as NBC Bay Area, they aired an explosive report with highly similar details indicating Pelosi opened the door for police, didn't immediately attempt to escape. The anchor, in this case, told viewers the NBC Bay Area investigative team, quote, looked into why state and federal prosecutors each describe one specific detail of the police response differently before tossing it then to a reporter. Quote, this all has to do with the moments, seconds really, before, just before Paul Pelosi was struck in the head with a hammer inside his San Francisco home. Now, there continues to be contradicting accounts of a relatively simple question. You know, who opened the door that night when San Francisco police arrived at the Pelosi house? And he explained that the federal indictment indicates two officers opened the door, but the San Francisco DA's office had previously stated Mr. Pelosi opened the door with his left hand. And then, of course, the reporter cited a source familiar with the investigation who personally watched the police body cam footage from that night, said that officers knocked on the door, then backed away, and the video clearly shows Paul Pelosi opening the door with his left hand. And the body cam video shows officers having a brief conversation with Pelosi and the attacker. Before then, the attacker starts beating Pelosi in front of the police with the hammer. We reached out to the Department of Justice for an explanation. This is on FoxNews.com. Their explanation of this, about the differing accounts of this seemingly innocuous issue of who opened the door and how and with what hand, but so far they haven't heard back. The local NBC reporter also spoke with then interim San Francisco DA Brooke Jenkins. And the reporter asked, are you able to shed any light as to why Paul Pelosi didn't run out of the house towards police officers when he was able to actually open the door for them when they arrived? And then Jenkins responded by saying it's not fair to play Monday morning quarterback when analyzing how a victim responds to a crime. The NBC Bay Area segment never mentioned the since retracted NBC News report by this guy now suspended. And NBC refused to explain what violated standards in the November 4th story. If this sounds confusing, it should be, because it's confusing. And the report, and it's interestingly, it's all NBC. Now, the report was accused in some corners of fueling purported conspiracy theories about the true timeline of events, et cetera. I'm not making, you know, any judgments here. It's scary when anybody gets attacked. I am making the case that you need law and order and safety and security, and every person in every small town and big city needs a police department that is fully funded with police officers fully trained, and we need to enforce the laws of the land, and that includes immigration laws, and sanctuary city status is institutionalizing law breaking, but nobody wants to talk about that fact either, but that's a sidebar. Anyway, some NBC insiders believe the report was squashed because it went against the mainstream narrative, while other NBC insiders told Fox News Digital that the word inside the company is that a biased source was used by the NBC reporter that was, in fact, suspended, and anyway, to follow a conspiracy theory. No immediate response from anybody. Or the local NBC reporter, when asked if he feels the reporting backs up the retracted NBC report, NBC Bay Area did not immediately respond to request or comment. NBC News did not immediately respond either. A former senior NBC executive who worked for the suspended reporter that did the national report told Fox News Digital that the network needs to explain what's going on. NBC's silence on the matter speaks volumes. NBC owes it to its audience to be truthful and not cover this up. I mean, can you imagine if, again, as usual, the last name was Trump and this was happening?
Can I interrupt for a minute?
By the way, I explained that as best I could, right? I mean,
here's the problem. Here's the problem, right? Yeah. Common sense has been tossed out the window, and everything you're saying sounds crazy because guess what? Ding, 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 it is. Not to mention the fact that everything you just said was the reporter of the first report said to the second reporter of the second report to the third reporter of the third report at NBC, ABC, CBS. I mean, it's all a bunch of nonsense because they're all lying. It sounds crazy because it is crazy.
But wait a minute. Are they all lying, or was the suspended NBC reporter who seems to have reported exactly what
I believe the first reporter and the second reporter of the NBC of the local and the national were telling the truth. And I believe that they got a call.
Their stories don't seem that much different, correct?
No, exactly. Because they're telling the truth. You see, when you tell the truth, it's super simple and it doesn't change because you don't have to remember your lies. And then you get a call.
I haven't followed up, but I think if the Daily Mail would have retracted their story, again, similar, then if they would have retracted, we would have known by now, wouldn't we?
I believe we would.
That would have been a big deal.
But Daily Mail's like, I don't know, about 1,000 steps higher than NBC on any given day.
I mean, this
it's insanity. Yes, it's crazy, because it is crazy. If someone breaks into your house and they're trying to kill you and the police show up, you don't stand next to the person trying to kill you and go, well, hello. How's everybody doing tonight?
That would make absolutely no sense at all. For all of you in Pennsylvania with your new Senator John Fetterman, his staff is now claiming that the senator-elect cannot answer any reporters' questions on the fly because he is not fully recovered from his stroke. Anyway, longtime Fetterman advisor Rebecca Katz responded to a HuffPost reporter's tweet saying there are two things we need to get out of the way as reporters are covering the orientation for new members of Congress. John Fetterman has a suit, and will he wear it to the Capitol? And he's still recovering from the stroke and lingering auditory processing challenges. The way the Hill reporters are used to yelling questions at senators will not work here. So it sounds like they're demanding that the press find a brand new way, you know, to ask him questions, which means they're probably never going to ask him any question. Anyway, it's insane. These are crazy times. Poland, by the way, I meant to say this earlier. They're saying that the missile that killed two civilians, you know, now they're claiming that it may have come from Ukraine's air defense system. So I don't know what that means. I don't know if that, you know, I guess we've all become so distrustful because people lie all the time. But does it, and that's very possible. So you got to hold that up as a possibility. But my first instinct would say, I'm looking right at Russia. I'm looking at the country, first of all, that has been bombarding civilian targets left and right with, you know, indiscriminate bombing of civilian targets. I'm looking at them first and foremost, and I'm not liking what I'm seeing at all. Anyway, back to the President Trump's announcement last night. You know, if you look, I tried to get people to ask this question before the election. And it was enough, I guess, to win the House, which you can't understate the importance of. Are you better off? What I'm having a hard time understanding, and O'Reilly is going to join us at the top of the hour, said this last week, why are some Americans voting against their best interests? You know, if you look at the main issues, and Trump went over this last night, inflation was non-existent. Our borders were secure. We were respected. Donald Trump was feared by some of the more hostile actors on the world stage. There was a certain unpredictability that he projected that made them think, you know what? He may go there. He means what he says. He might be crazy enough to do it, sort of thing. We were energy independent. We were a net exporter of energy. You know, he didn't support this defund, dismantle, no police madness. He doesn't support woke. All right, when we come back, all things Simple Man, Bill O'Reilly will get his take on where we are as a country, and Joe Concha, Mark Simone, and your calls, 800-941-SEAN, as we continue.
Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now you can celebrate this great president with a limited run, half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. All qualified listeners who visit HannityGold.com this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. So go to HannityGold.com and get yours free while supplies last. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, if you're looking for a firearm for home defense or something for shooting sports or hunting, you can't do better than a rifle or a shotgun from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, they have more than 200 models that you can choose from in a wide variety of calibers and finishes, all made in America and the finest craftsmanship I've ever seen. Henry's are reliable, they're affordable, and they're backed with their lifetime satisfaction guarantee. Just visit henryusa.com. You get to order their free catalog with free decals, and you're going to love this company. You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have been committed to improving the lives of Americans' vets, first responders, and their families. Now, for over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Now, Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children. They build specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured vets and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness. Now, Dave Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. Now, he has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting our vets, first responders, and their families, and there are so many of them that need our help. Please join the foundation on their mission to do good and never forget. Just commit $11 a month. You can do it by going to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org.